Well, hi everyone. Now for day two of my guide dog training with Elky. It may seem that we're doing the same sort of thing, but it's basically to boost Elky's confidence because she was with the lady in the early training for quite a lot of the time, because the person that's training me has actually got a managerial role, so she's only just taken her on, which is fine. I know Vanessa anyway, so it's great.
Sorry to interrupt you, but explain the way it works for those who don't know guide dogs in this country, babe. So the dog comes in from puppy walking.
Right, so basically, in the UK, the dog comes in from puppy walking when it's a year old.
When they've been neutered or spayed.
When they've been neutered or spayed. And they go to the early training unit. They have them for normally 12 weeks, which Nina did, I think. But then, because Vanessa's got a managerial role, she kept working her. So basically couldn't act as a blind person like the normal instructors do. Vanessa's only been working with Elky about a week. So to enable things to work, basically we have to do things in bits and pieces and then put them all together, which is something I've never done. But it's fine. So we drove down to Tesco's this afternoon, had our coffee in Costa Coffee. And then we came back sort of near the slope that we use at Tesco's. There's a slope and the steps. And we use a slope because it's easier. So I walked to Vanessa went in front and I...
Sorry about the noise, she's trying to get Emily to play.
Oh, is she? So I... Vanessa went in front and I followed behind, working Elky, and up the slope and to the crossing. And then we went and did it again, did the same thing. And then we did from the slope, just at the top of the slope, so she could locate the crossing. So that was fine. And then we went to the bottom of the slope and I worked her up and got to find the crossing, which was fine. And basically what we're going to do is put it all together and she's going to learn it that way. But she will. She will learn it. It's just something I've never done and I'm not used to. But that's, you know, I've been told that she will. She's very bright. So that's that, really. I'm going to be going out tomorrow morning and hopefully tomorrow afternoon as well. But I'll tell you more about that tomorrow. Apart from that, I've done all the bits and pieces. Done her two lots of obedience, her grooming, the harness work again, which is what I was explaining because she's body shy. I've got to... a special way of putting the harness on and then treating her afterwards, which is seems to be working, which is good. And now the dogs are playing.
Well, Emily's lying on her side.
Right.
And Elky is trying to get her to get hold of the squeaky chicken.
Uh-huh. Right, okay. So, yeah, looking forward to tomorrow. And I shall let you know more about it after that. Take care. Speak to you tomorrow.